It's time now for the Bob Melvin Show, presented by Nest Bedding. The three-time manager of the year sits down with Chris Townsend, exclusively on A's Cast. Visit nestbedding.com today. Here now is Chris Townsend.
It's time now for the Bob Melvin Show, brought to you by nestbedding.com. For all your bedding needs, if you're looking for a mattress, you can go to one of their stores in the Bay Area, or you go online to nestbedding.com. Use the coupon code Oakland to get 10% off your entire order. How are you this week, Bob?
Doing all right. You know, we snuck one out there in Houston. You know, had three pretty spirited games there. A lot of times when you leave that place, you're a little spent, so I think the break's probably coming at a good time for us. We're not playing our best baseball at this point in time, but, you know, I think the break will be good for us.
How important is it for you to have a good series to go with that win in Houston leading into the break?
It'd be nice. So, you know, these guys have played us really tough, so we're going to have to dig deep and, you know, try to sneak out a series win, hopefully a sweep, something along those lines, because that would probably do a world of good for the personality going into the All-Star break.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, you know, you're dealing with human beings, and human beings feed off each other. So sometimes everybody's hitting, or sometimes nobody's hitting. Just talk about what you've seen in your career, how lineups can go hot and cold. It can happen either way.
It does, and a lot of times it's contagious. So, you know, a couple guys don't hit, a couple key guys get injured, and now all of a sudden you put a little bit more pressure on yourself. It's just kind of a little different feeling amongst the group, and it filters into everybody. So you're exactly right. You know, teams sometimes, you can look at things on paper, and, you know, that's why you play the game. Sometimes it doesn't play out that way. So, you know, we are in a little bit of a funk. We're missing some key guys, and, you know, it's just the way it is over the course of 162. It's never the same from week to week.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you know, with some of the callers in the post-game show and what you're talking about right there, people sense it. But I always have to go back and go, we have to remember you guys are 50-39. You still have a terrific record so far this season.
No doubt, and we've often been known for our second half, so I'm not really that concerned. You know, when you get off, you set a precedent, you get off to a slow start, you win 13 in a row, and then it seems like you win every series and certainly every road series, and then starting with New York, we lost that series, and we haven't been as good since. But, you know, it's a 162-game season. There are ebbs and flows to it. And times you're going to play well, times you won't. And we're just going through kind of one of those won't right now. But, you know, we have a good team, and I expect us to play well in the second half like we typically do.
I like to see teams be aggressive on the base pass. And I like teams that make the other team have to make plays and to make almost perfect plays. And unfortunately, you're running through a stretch to where, and your offense is, as you've said, not going on all cylinders. You're trying to get as many runs as you can. Yet you've had some guys thrown out at home plate. How do you view it? I view it as you've had some really good throws made against you, but I like being aggressive.
No, and especially when you're not swinging the bat well, you got to take a chance and scoring a run and take a chance of making the other team, you know, make a good play on you. And that's just been the case here recently. So, look, it's like anything else over the course of the season. You know, as a third base coach, you might not get a tough send in 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden you get five in 3 days. And when you're not playing well and not scoring runs, you have to take some chances. So I got no problem. You know, it just shows up when you're not scoring runs that you get one taken away. But we've been aggressive over there at third base all year. And you know, when you're scoring a ton of runs, you don't have to be that aggressive. So just part of baseball.
How happy are you with your starting pitchers and the innings pitched you've been getting out of these guys?
It's been fantastic because, you know, we've been down some guys in the bullpen. We've relied on three guys quite a bit, and it's not going to be perfect, and sometimes those guys are going to struggle as well over the course of the season. You know, it's great that we got JB back, and now Sergio's pitching really well, so, you know, have some other options at times. You can wear certain guys out, and then it all starts with the rotation. If the rotation gets you deep in games, then you get into a position where you don't have to use guys as much. And that's really been the case with our rotation most of the season. So they've been terrific for us, and I think the numbers would suggest that you know, the innings pitched and what they've given us is probably as good as any team in the American League.
And I think it's safe to say Caprellian and Irvin, your back of the rotation, is no doubt giving you more innings than anybody else's rotation.
Without a doubt, and that's key. And, you know, both these guys, you know, when you looked at going to spring training, we're not in the mix for this. And, you know, not only are they right now, they've been paramount for us. I mean, Caprillion, every start that he's made, we've had a chance to win games. We haven't scored him very many runs. And then, you know, after a little bit of a slow period for Cole, he's responded and come back, and we win a lot of the games that he pitches. So when you have back-end guys, your four and five guys pitching like that, gives you a chance to win every night.
And the other guy, he got off to such a horrific start that the way he's going now doesn't truly show up in the numbers. But talk about the fountain of youth and Elvis Anderson, how he's playing for you.
Man, you know, you talk about, you know, teams going in slumps offensively, and we have kind of across the board, obviously with Mark Canha out, we have to do things differently at the top of the lineup. But Elvis has been fantastic for us. And both, you know, big hits on base, driving balls now, playing good defense, you know, doing good things on the base pass. He's been really, really consistent, maybe our most consistent guy here in the last 3 weeks or so. So, yeah, it's been great to see him respond. And I think he really relishes the fact that he gets to hit top of the lineup where he has most of his career. He's most comfortable up there.
You know, when I start thinking about the All-Star break, I mean, I can't wait to unplug. I've done every game, and the grind that you guys have is way worse. Just what's the All-Star break like for you? Are you able to unplug? Are you able just to, okay, I got a few days at home on your Nest bedding bed. What's it like for you to unplug?
No doubt with the Nest bedding bed. I'll spend more time there than I have for a while and get to go home and actually be in my bed for a while. So that's key. But, yes, you have to take it, and you know, you want to do a lot and catch up on a lot of things, but you need to realize that it's a time to rest up. And those 4 days go quicker than any 4 days you could ever imagine. Seems like you get home, and next thing you know, it's Thursday's up coming up on you, and, you know, you get back to doing it. But they're really, really needed days, you know, not only for the players, but the coaching staff, support staff, everybody looks forward to it.
Is there a message that you'll send with your players on the way out, or guys just, you know, go to wherever their destination is?
Yeah, real quick one, usually, depending on how, you know, things go at the end. You kind of tailor it to, you know, how things finished up and when the expectations once you come back. So, you know, just kind of a short farewell to the guys and you know, kind of address maybe what has happened recently and what the expectations are once you come back.
Yeah, I don't know why it is, but I just the feeling that I've been getting from the fan base, and I don't know if you guys have felt this, because coming off that weird 60-game season, it's just this season has seemed really intense. Like every single game, all these series, especially in this month when you're taking on the teams you have been taking on. Do you sense a little more intensity in this season versus what we've seen in the past, or is this same old, same old?
No, I do, and I think here recently as well. You know, it started kind of in New York when they went full capacity, you know, the first day we were there. And now all of a sudden it's ratcheted up a little bit. There's more, you know, momentum kind of going through you and more excitement. And we played a lot of close games and a lot of games that come down to the last couple pitches. And when you leave New York, typically that's a tough series, takes a lot out of you. We've had Houston. We've had Boston at home. There are a lot of series. We had the Giants. A lot of series that kind of, you know, in a row that take a lot out of you. So I would agree with you, you know, especially with full ballparks and what we've been watching here recently. It seems a little bit more spirited to this point.
Well, we hope you have a really good series and then enjoy the All-Star break. We all deserve it. And unplug, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it, and I will see you after the break.
That's the Bob Melvin Show, brought to you by NestBedding.com. If you need a new mattress or you need any bedding, what you do is you go to one of their stores in the Bay Area, or you go online to NestBedding.com. Use the coupon code Oakland to get 10% off your entire order. That's the Bob Melvin Show, brought to you by NestBedding.com. Now back to A's Cast, powered by iHeartRadio.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.